Today we're going to begin the discussion of Tevila b'Naharos, going to mikveh in the river. In other words, in the ocean, in the yam, so we consider that a mayim, the halacha. And therefore, even if it's zochlin, that's considered being tovel the mayim, an ocean. And lakes, is usually, as Rabbi Klein pointed out, is considered Meikah Shamim. So therefore, if it's, as Rabbi Klein pointed out, so they just have to make sure there's no Zechila. Sometimes there's a, there might be a Mayan underneath.
Would this even apply to an man-made lake, or that would be different?
No, right. Some lakes are shuvim. Some lakes come.
I think they've been there for years, but they were initially made by.
So you have to know how it was. There some came through pipes, and there would be a bin of.
How do you know? Someone somewhere didn't there's a lake.
Yeah. So you can check. Someone who knows how to can check how it's.
Like a camp lake.
Right, a camp. I remember in Marasha, so we used to, when they get. I remember one summer I came early. So what do you do when you come early? So then the camp has got new forks and dishes, forks, and so they needed to be tovel, and so we were tovel in the lake. Really. And you see what they do in Marasha is they built a little area that's boxed off for Tevilas Nashim. So therefore, even if there's some type of zechila, but it's enclosed. So therefore, that area is.
That lake was man-made, or that lake was a natural lake.
So that lake, so presumably, is I think Rabbi Chaim Kamel Klein claimed that it was from Meikah Shamim. So it was checked out, apparently. So again, an ocean has a din of a mayan, and a lake could have a din of a mikveh if it's not zochel and it's not coming, as Rav Klein pointed out, it's not coming from pipes. The river is the complicated thing. What is the halachic status of a river?
And pipes, as soon as the pipes involved, they say we're done.
So
it has pipes, I mean, there's still the.
Right, so you have to see what type of pipe it is, and. Right.
Okay.
So we have to learn more about Shuvim to understand this.
Many lakes have like a river emptying, you know, the other end.
Right, okay.
That makes it open?
Right. If it's zochel into the, you're saying it's zochel from.
Well, there's a lake, but then there's an outlet to it, like a brook leading out of it.
Leading out of the lake.
The Kinneret,
yeah. So that could maybe that. Kinneret, yeah, the Kinneret.
Kinneret, that's as the Jordan from Kinneret.
Yeah.
But that's not true.
Have to look into that.
Coming into it is the issue. The question is going out.
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
Okay, so that's what we're going to learn now. We're going to learn these things right now. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. Amar Ravin, Amar Rav. Mitra b'marava sada rabba pras. Mitra, if there's rain b'maravin, Eretz Yisrael, so the way to know is from the Nahar Pras, because the Nahar Pras has a lot of water in it, so you know that it rained in Eretz Yisrael. So what is he trying to tell you? He's trying to tell you that if you have a river that has a lot of rainwater in it, so it's pasul, because it's zochel. So meaning So what this opinion is, of Ravin is saying is you follow the Rov. In other words, the reality is it's Zochel. So if it's not a rainy season, so then we say most of the water in there is Meimayin, and Meimayin can be Metar B'Zochel. Meimayin can be Metar B'Zochel. So it's good. But if it's in the rainy season, if it's in the rainy season, so then Al Pidin, it's considered Mei Geshamim, so therefore it should be Bashboren, and it's not, so therefore it's Pasul. So that's what Ravin wants to say, that take a look in the Ran. I'm a Ravin on the left side, halfway. I didn't put any in arrows there. I'm a Ravin, I'm a Rav, Mitra b'marava, Sad the Rabba Pras. Kshi Yorid Matar be'Eretz Yisrael, Meir Alav Pras be'Bovel. Shekol Shu Godol be'Adu, Sha'afel Pishal Yorid G'shomim Kan, Yorid G'shomim be'Eretz Yisrael. Right, even though it wasn't raining in Bov, but it was raining in Eretz Yisrael, and then the water rolls down to here. V'naf Kemina Sha'asa Lipbobo. So that's the rule. In other words, you follow the Rov. So if the Rov is Mei Geshamim, so then it has to be Bashborin. If the Rov is Mei Mayan, so it depends what season you're in. So it depends what season you're in. If you're in the rainy season, so then it's going to be a potential mikvah, but then it's a mikvah psula, because it's Mei Geshamim. So Mei Geshamim is a potential mikvah, but then it has to be Bashborin. But if it's in the season of the year that it's not the rainy season, we'll see, like Tishrei, you know, it's not yet the rainy season, so then even though it's flowing, it's okay, because the rainwater is not there. It's mainly Mayan water, so Mayan water is a lot of flow. And we'll see, this Shita holds that basically you follow Rov. Whatever the Rov is, depending upon the season, is it going to be Rov Mayan water, or is it going to be Rov Mikvah water? Because
let's say at the Tekufa, when it is Roy, it's Mei Geshamim, right?
Yeah.
So it's Mei Geshamim all the way up the stream also. So where did that water go? I mean, now that it's the, you know, west, it's not the wind, it's not the rainy season. If it was Roy Mayan Mei Geshamim, it didn't disappear, you know, it's still coming down.
Right, so till we can ascertain that
where's the extra water? I'm saying
where it evaporates or whatever, you know.
Just the rainwater. I'm saying.
I mean, then.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Whatever it is.
I'm saying whatever it rained, right? So we're saying it was way big shown. So where did that big shown go? It never
downstream.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but it rained upstream also, right? I'm saying, well, the problem is that it rained over here, but not up.
Yeah,
then
rain
fell. Is it only?
So
we're
saying we're across the board, but all things, right? We're not saying all rain on this side and upstream didn't rain.
Yeah. Right, but now. Yeah.
Rain's in the middle of the river there, and downstream is an issue of that. You say you can go below. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the first opinion. That's the opinion of Ravin. So then the Gemara says, Upliga de Shmuel. But Shmuel disagrees with this. And Shmuel says it's good the whole year round. The whole year round. In other words, you can always be tovel in a river, even though it's Rov Mei Geshamim. Right? And even though it's flowing. Now, how does that work? So the Gemara says, Damar Shmuel, Nara Mikipe Misbarich. So let's see. The plague of the Shmuel, look in the Ran on the left. Tavar Shmuel, Nara Mikipe Mizbarach, Mikipe Misalo. Klomim Koro, whom is Gadel. Aval Pisha, Anarolim, Shag Shom, Yordim, Naharos, Misrabim, Iki Rebuim, and Koro. So he says, no. That even if it's a lot of Geshamim, but we still view that the Rove is Meimayim. And he quotes you Gemara in Tainus. Ein lecha kol tefach v'tefach yored milmala shein tehom ole lekroso tefachayim. In other words, there's no if it falls into a mayan, basically that's what a river is. We're saying that the rain is falling into a mayan. So the Ravin says, so it depends what season you're in. But Shmuel says, no, even if you're in the rainy season, the assumption is that the rain is going to cause the water from underneath to spring up.
Didn't we learn the other day that once you have a shame of a mikvah and name Ryan, you can add as much shalom to it?
Right.
How far you can add maybe kishon?
Yeah. So that is the question of the Trumas Hadeshin in packet 7. So that's what we're going to have a whole packet to answer your question.
Okay.
Right? In other words, Rabbi Alter's asking, so, you know, what's the problem here? In other words, just say that there's just Rabbi Alter was asking, just like we see that there's a Mayan, you can add Shuvim. So why don't you just say the little Geshamim that fell onto the Mayan also becomes Mayan. So what? That, in other words, you see that neither opinion is saying like that. Because one opinion is saying you just follow, is a Rav Geshamim or not. The other opinion is saying no. Because Lamaisa, when the Geshem comes, that activates the underground to spread forth. But why do you need, Rabbi Alter's asking, why do you need either of these things? Just say simple, that there's a Mayan here, and when the Geshamim fall on the Mayan, it becomes, who shuck to that? So that the whole thing is a Mayan, and it should still be good. Neither of the opinions said that. So that's known as the Kasha of the Trumas Hadeshin. But that's for a separate, that's packet 7. So come back tomorrow, and Bez Hashem will deal with that question. So it comes out a fundamental machlokas here, whether a river is only good seasonal, certain seasons, when it's not the rainy season, or after the rainy season when it's still, you know, or is it good the whole year round? Because Shmuel says that you always, by definition, you're getting rov.
So the argument is?
Yes, so we don't like to usually say that. I think someone is saying maybe that the word is that someone asked me this in the other shiur when I gave it, like, is that what is the metzias? Like, go and, you know, or is it the pshat? Like, so I think someone suggested that, like, since you're in the turf of the Mayan, so then by definition that's considered the Iker, and that has it in. So you fall into the Mayan, it's going to always win over to the Megishalim.
No,
that
only explains one
no.
thing.
No, right.
So
what's the
right.
point?
Why can't it just be that I should reinforce it, and it's going to seep into the ground, and that's going to end up. So is that Dino Kemayan when it gets absorbed in the ground, and now it's Miskadal?
Well, he's saying, Le'ilacha, in other words, he's saying, do we just say, well, the Maisa is Gshamim, well, Gshamim in the Mayan, or do we say that every type of Geshem...
I understand, but why does the Mayan come up? Because there's rain in the whole world that goes underground, I don't know, it's got a little Mayan.
Right, so it's causing to activate the Mayan water.
Right, so you could done, is that considered still to be a type of Gshamim, or is that possible for the Mayan? Whatever.
We were under water, actually presented it to the water from the Mayan.
Yeah.
But could we, according to Ravin, then seemingly you would never be able to use a river, let's say in America, where there's no set rainy and non-rainy season, that the whole year is right. General coming of rain.
I mean, as opposed to...
Sorry, it's Israel, you have half the year that's raining, half the year that's not, and you know. Okay,
and you know exactly. So,
you know when things are going to be.
So and here we know. So okay. According to... Okay, yeah.
Would the tidal river and estuary be different?
With what?
Would the tidal river and estuary be different? The Hudson River is initially formed by a lake, which formed by Megesha. However, over this area, it changes the tides in the ocean. Meaning there's an income from the ocean of Megyam. Would that change the... In the latter river? That change discussion?
No. So therefore, why should?
Meaning, it's not rove from a yeshem. It's rove from a minyan.
Uh-huh. Okay. I think. Okay. So that's the. The question is. So how do we paskin on this shaila? So if you take a look, in the Truma Sedeshin, so this is the same Truma Sedeshin we're going to do tomorrow. We're not going to talk about that because that's a separate question. But he has a discussion, page 13. The Trumas Hadeshen, so as you know, the poskim say that the Trumas Hadeshen, he wrote the questions on the answers. It wasn't like someone asked him a shaila and now he's responding. That was just his way of presenting his information. Like, you know, like the Shagas Arye, he called it the Trumas Shagas Arye, but he wrote the questions, he wrote the answers. So the Trumas Hadeshen also, he wrote the questions and he wrote the answers. Okay. So what was the question? Bahabe Ayaris Mkomas Nogim Anoshim Litbol Benaros, Kol Hashana. He says that that many places the women go the whole year. Oh, okay. We're talking about rivers, okay? So it's a machloikis, right? Okay. One opinion says that rivers is taller in what season you are, so because rivers are flowing. So if you're in the rainy season, it's going to be mei geshamim, so it's going to be a problem because then you'll have a schila. And the other opinion says no, that every tipa of rain that falls in is going to cause two tipas of mayim to come underneath, so you'll always have rov mayim. So on page 13, we're discussing what's the din. So the tshuva yira the minadina yalanu lachosh bedaver digonim kamay basroi svilu l'chumra. So he says that many opinions. Kol chumra, kamoi harambam m'shem harach, basroi maran v'ashiri kulam pasku kavud shmuel. U'deidach de shmuel de chashin al rabbis not from balzochur. So he says many shitas say l'chumra. Many shitas say l'chumra that we paskin that it depends on the season, and we don't say like shmuel that naram yikipri mizbarach. Now, who's the main person who says the other, paskins the other way is Rabbeinu Tam. Fourth line on page 13 on the left side. Avogav the Rabbeinu Tam pasuk it id shmuel the nahar mikipe mivrich. That means that the nahar gets its ikir sustenance from underneath the ground, even in the rainy season. So Rabbeinu Tam is the makel. I mean, based on that opinion in the Gemara. But he says, "V'chein smag or zeruah smach maskin and hochi." And you have all these other Rishonim that say like Rabbeinu Tam. But he says, "Mikol mokum teimed de b'isur kares kazeh." Lo nechush lo divrei Rabbeinu Chananel, shechol devarav divrei Kabbalah. Rabbeinu Chananel has this mystique about him, shechol devarav divrei Kabbalah. So in the realm of Psach, sometimes we give him, even though I'm not convinced that we have such a Rabbeinu Chananel that really, they say Rabbeinu Chananel says, but
says
chumrah, not like Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not gonna, okay, maniach that he said it, but So therefore, that's the question. Could you be Somech of Rabbeinu Tam? Oh, so I'll tell you Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, I'll show you Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is in the Sefer Yoshua Rabbeinu Tam. And he says one interesting comment. It's on page 22. This is safe.
Are you done with the Tshuva Sedeshen?
Take a look at the Rabbeinu Tam. It says, "Perek Memeim, Perek Memeim, Yishtotani Memeim Omer, Yovel Shemem Mesayilei, Shmuel Dam Shmuel Narim Mikibi Mivrich." So the meaning of Tain is saying, "Lecha Tefach Yored Milmal, Hashem Tefachaim Olim Kenegdo Milmata." Tainu Mikipe Shemisel Tachtev Anaros Novim Kiflaim and Amayim Yored Milmal. So he says, so how do we pass him? Chumashu parav rabak kein kohan oras to whom mal mikulam hainam zameyali the shmuel b'chol maros komar havagarav the rav shmuel hilchasak rav b'suri hov v'tanya kevasi the shmuel hilchasavash the shmuel. So we have a brisa like shmuel v'hi the tainis nami masnisahi v'shnuya b'tosefta v'leikim and the polig v'sayeli shmuel kimochen. So he says, since the Tosefta says this idea, the Tosefta is here on page 21, third line. So this idea is a stam of the Tosefta. Amar Rav Shimon Lozer, Ein lecha kol tefach u'tefach sheyored milmala, shein ha'arts polutas kenegdo tfachayim. Chein u'omer tohom el tohom korei. Okay, so he says that. So that's this din of Nara Mikipri Mivich. It's a Tosefta. So Shmuel, you know, Shmuel says it, but he has a Mefarish Tosefta. So Mamela, that's why we're Rabbeinu Tam gives it special credence. That it's Issa B'Tosefta. So Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Yashar, says that that's how we paskin, that it's always a Mayim. Because you always have
is there any race of someone the Gemara doesn't quote the Tosefta?
Oh, so this is a big discussion. In the Marsham has a whole long tshuva. He goes through all of Shas and all the cases that he calls a rush, and he has a whole tshuva of all the cases he collected where the Toseftas weren't quoted in Shas, and therefore how that affects the Psak Halacha. We learned when we learn Hilchas Nida, so we're learning Hilchas Nida, so what we say Hilchas Nida, that there's a din of Kesem. Right, so Kesem Lachar could be anywhere. So there's a Panim Meiros that says that a Kesem is only on the Beged Ha'isha, not on the Beged Ha'ish. So if the stain is found on the man's clothing, then it wouldn't be Metame. So there's a Beferish Tosefta that says not that way. So the Marsham has a whole tshuva that first of all there are some typos in the Tosefta or whatever, so, and the Tosefta wasn't quoted in Shas, so that's why in general, you know, we don't necessarily assume that, like that part of Meiros, that a Kesem could be a Kesem no matter where it is, not only the Beged Ha'isha, even in the Beged Ha'ish. But here it is quoted. Here it's the, you know, the Marantinus, you know. So it is quoted. So it's not So the Truma Sedeshin, we're going to see more tomorrow about the lumdus of the Hashaka and things like that, but. But he quotes this. So he quotes on page 14 back to the Truma Sedeshin that people were makel. He quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, and then he says, but he thinks it's strange, why should we follow Rabbeinu Tam if Rabbeinu Chananel says not that way? And then he has this the whole discussion. So he says Kach Nira, the first word in one is Nira on page 14, towards the bottom, first word in one Nira. Bashekiv kadmonen v'lomichu bedover mishum dechoshu l'kama yaros u'mekomos shenis pazru sham ayudim machas ולשונים ולשלושה ואין סופק ביודם לחבור להם מגבוס וירוש יושבים על הנורס ויאבי אסרי להו לנושי לטבול בנורס אבל צריכים בכל תפילה לצרוך ולחס לאיזה קהל שתוק מהמגבוס ותוך רוב תירדות אסרו לדבולים. He says like this, you have a choice. I mean, this is like a, he says you can tell the women they can't go to the Norris, and then you know what's going to happen, they're not going to go anywhere because the closest mikvah is too far, so might as well be somech on Rabbeinu Tam, even though there are other shitas against it, because if not, it's gonna be too much of a tircha, and then and most people will just forget it, and they won't go to mikvah. And especially, it's not clear that it's obviously we hold that it's a daraisa and it's in the Torah, but it's not beferish in the psukim 100%. As we learned the first year, we said yetor, maybe it's going on the water, not on the person. So whenever it's not the feirish, so then people are going to be more mezalzel. They'll say, oh, it's not so important, that doesn't really say it in the Chumash. Someone was just showing me a whole documentation from the Karaim, of all the different things that they came up with, and that's the general approach. Steht nicht, it doesn't say it. That's not what the pasuk means. So then it's not so important. So once they have this mindset, and you don't let them go in the naras, then they won't go anywhere. So therefore, the Truma Sedeshin says, so the minhag evolved that to be reliant on Rabbeinu Tam.
So someone shouldn't make that sock.
It depends. You see, some things there's nothing to rely on. Some people think you can give a psak that there's nothing to rely on. It's not that there's a shita. There's nothing to rely on. Ara yom hazeh. There are things that there's nothing to rely on. That's why it's important to learn halacha. You have to know all the shitas. Dr. Dreisinger told me when he took a smicha bechina with Rav Moshe Feinstein, that he made sure he knows all the tzadik kula in every shaila. But it's not always tzadik kula. But here you have Rabbeinu Tam, so you have Rabbeinu Tam to rely on. So So in the regular Gidrei's halacha, he wouldn't have necessarily paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, because he says Rabbeinu Chananel, you know, all the different shitas. But he says, but Mokum Hatzorech, you know, we have this notion. We don't just say that, you know. But if there's nothing to rely on, there's nothing to rely on. Then we'd say there's nothing to rely on. We're not going to tell the women, oh, so therefore, you know, we're afraid that they're not going to do anything, so might as well do this if there wouldn't be a shita like that. But there is a shita like that.
Like bringing an apple when there's no sugar.
Right. Right. We're not going to say, right. It's a nothing. Not everything is something, but Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is Rabbeinu Tam. Not chopped liver.
That's your work book.
Yeah.
You said before maybe it would work, but then you're going to
maybe it works. Maybe it works.
And this minhag is quoted in the Marik. This minhag is quoted in the Marik. On page 16. Old Chuvas Marik here. Marik has a lot of, as we've seen already, fundamental Chuvas in Mikvos. Marik is a, you know, very important halacha source. So he writes, Gam on the left side of page 16, Gam al Iker Hadin, it feels Naras Harba Yeshul is God there, Om Haminak Shekosav, Shenoglut Bo Behem, Afi Mosa Heyosag Shaman. That was the minig was to be makel even in the winter months. And asat the time the minig mishum das mag lohivi el diver b'hanamashma the sviyulei kavase. That the smag brings. He only brought Rabbeinu Tam. I told you Rabbi Winevsky, Rabbi Yosef Winevsky was a blind rabbi, and he always used to tell me that he used to go to the Rav Gershon Zaks. The Chavetz Chaim's grandson gave a shir. He used to go to the shir, so he said that he told me over from Rav Gershon Zaks that in Radin on Simchas Torah, if there were not enough Sifrei Torah for everyone to dance with, they would give out the smog, and you can dance with the smog. Today, most people don't have smogs, you know, but the smog is a very important work, say for Mitzvah's Gadol. So. I happen to have in Brooklyn those big smogs, you know, so that's like a Sefer Torah, maybe. but he says the smog only quoted the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. So, and the smog is considered a. Vod Yeshlitain Yosef Nochem with the Pasuk Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mikorvil. And the smog, Sefer Mitzvah's Cotton. That's the Sefer Mitzvah's Cotton. The Sefer Mitzvah's Cotton, Shalot, told him Benares, because he's very man of time. So you got the smog and the smog. See, the nice Uriah, the Hakel, we did very smog. But on the other hand, maybe we should bring Uriahs from Rabbeinu Meir and Rabbeinu Osher. The Basroi, Nami, or you, Paskush Elipol Benares. And you know, and this is an Issacharis. Nida. Gam Meira and the Elisha Main Varsha Zohar Niksha Yisi Tinok Sheba Abba Mori Mofis Hador Morena of Shlomo Zal Darba Mokovecha Vigam Sham Hayadar Rav Echad Godel Batora Vahar Goris the Sover Tuva Morena of Yaakov Levi and Minga Sham Lidbo Benaros. Kamkin Avi Mosakishab. So he says that. There was a place that they were, the minhag was to be tovel in the nar, even in the Mosag Shomim. The Kara Abazal Aleim Tagar. And my father was very upset with them. He remembers as a kid. You know, the little kids see what the father is. The father's a rav. He sees what the father's angry about. You know, because if you're angry about something, then you feel that there's a wrong thing going on. So, you know. Also, Marina Rav Yaakov Levi Harbe אחר הצג כדי לקיים מנהגיו רבו הדבר ביניהם יומים רבים זה היה מביא ראי לאסוף זה להדיר. In other words, he says his father and this Rabbi Yaakov Halevi were going at it for a long time. So they finally made a compromise. Bisof davar nimnu v'gomru v'omdu v'hiskinu lasos mikva b'tzad ha'nar v'ayu mei ha'nar m'mshach m'sham v'nikvu v'omdim v'sham ha'yu tovos v'lo b'nar b'shas yiridis k'zomim. So in the end, I guess his father convinced this Rav Yaakov Halevi that maybe we shouldn't be so makel in the nar, and we should do like with the Marsha, they build a an enclosed booth.
So question,
well, if it's enclosed. In Sasha and Middle Bainekum Hatil Lobosil and Afshal Minutes on Nara Pashte. But he says with the minig, if there was a minig, there was a minig. But so that's what he says. So
it's the book you was up by that the border Gat Megeshem is exhausted.
How can this one happen? Here they're just doing, there's no two bars here, there's one board tefillah. There's one board tefillah. It's flowing water.
Okay.
They sealed it.
Yeah,
so we're going to talk about it, yeah. I mean, that's the Gemara here. Here, take a look for a second. And the Gemara, there's a fascinating Gemara. It's two lines, and there's so much in these two lines. Here, if you take a look. On page 2 in the Gemara Nedarim. This Gemara is the Gemara Nedarim and Shabbos and Bechoros. And it's a fascinating Gemara, and there's so many different pshatim in the Gemara. But we'll just say simple what he says. Avua de Shmuel, the father Shmuel, on page 2. Avad lahon mikvoz lebante biyomi nisan umafzi biyomi tishrei. So he says like this, that so there are a lot of different pshatim, we'll have to learn a lot about this, but he says that in Nisan, so he didn't want his daughters he didn't want his daughters going into the river, because in Yom Nisan is after the winter, so now all the snow was melting, so there was a surplus of rainwater, snow and rainwater, so the Rov was against, so therefore you had a Shailav Schila. In other words, this is the Shita that you don't say that you always win, the Shita of Naram Yekipim is Bark. You follow the Rov. So Mela, he said to his daughters, I'll build you separate mikvahs, for the summer months, or at least for the Nisan, when, the end of the winter, because I don't want you to go into the Nahar, because it's all rainwater now, and it's flowing. So he made for his daughters mikvos in Yom Nisan. But when it came to what? Yomi Tishrei, so Tishrei is right after the summer. So in the summer, it hadn't rained the whole summer, like you said. So therefore, all the water was basically Mayan water. It wasn't rainwater. So then the Mayan is in the winning. So Mamela, then he let his daughters go in Tishrei, into the Nahar. But in Nisan, he said, no, you can't go. You got to go into the mikvahs that I'll build you. And what are mafti? Mafti are mats. Because you're going to go into the mikvah, into the nahar, you're going to get your feet dirty with the mud. So he built the Metz. So parenthetically, we'll see in a, I believe in a future packet, that we don't, we paskin that if you toivel on a mat, it's no good. So that's a, right? In other words, that's a din in Hilchas Nida, in Hilchas Tvila, that you're not allowed to be toivel on top of anything that's makabel tumah. Not everyone holds like that. You see this shita, the way the Ran didn't hold like that. The fakir, that's what the father did. And it's interesting, I always say over this halacha, because this halacha, if you didn't know it, it's a type of thing that wouldn't work with a svara. You know, you say, what's wrong with a mat? I don't have a chatzitza, I'm just holding on a mat. So it's one of the things, like, either you know about this gzeira d'rabbanan, or you don't know about the gzeira d'rabbanan. Not only shown them learn pshat in the Gemara of this gzeira d'rabbanan, but...
You make a mat that's not in Kabbalah. Yeah. I like something. I'm saying we have, there are...
Yeah, okay, but usually a mat is going to be makabel tumah because that's what a mat is, that you sit on a mat, and makabel tumah is medrash. You know, so, I mean, we assume, you know, today we're in the mat generation in terms of schach, that's where we're holding. That's where we're holding today. You know, the bamboo generation is on its way out. You know, to find a sukkah with bamboo, I mean, in the Lower East Side they have the communal sukkah, so they still have the bamboos there. Even though, even in the Lower East Side sukkahs, they're beginning to put some mats in parts of it. But, see, my father always tells me when he grew up in East New York, they had, at every block, they would, someone would drop a whole bunch of, you know, like weeds and foliage from the trees that they would, and people would just come and take and put it on their sukkah. That was prior to the bamboo generation. Then I grew up in the bamboo generation.
The mats aren't bamboo.
Oh,
the
mats themselves. Yeah, there are, but you know,
tied together. With
yeah. Stuff. So right. So that the mats together just make sure that they're not makabel tumah. That we have, you know, who made them? Why were they made? You know, were they made for, you know, schach, or were they made by somebody for, you know? You got to just verify that, or else your sukkah could be pasul min haTorah. You know, so you don't want that to be. So you just make sure you get a, you know. So the same thing with a mat. So obviously the other Rishonim have to learn a different shot in this Gemara, because the Ran learns. Yeah, take a look. Oh, Avu Ad Shmuel, the Ran here, and like a quarter of the way, the first word was Dvar. Avu Ad Shmuel, Shemiknei Sheyachoshes Lach, Sharos Shlogim. So therefore, in Yom Nisan, that's when everything was melting, all the snow was melting. So then you had Rov Gishamim. So he wouldn't let them be togam. So he didn't want them to get... you know, so he put a mat on the ground. So that's what those Achronim point out, that I think the Rambam sheet is that there's no Isser by a mat. I mean, the different sheet is, but the way we assume Shulchan Aruch is that you can't be tovel on a mat. That could be the whole tefillah's puzzle, because a mat's mekabel tumah, and they made a gzeira d'rabbanan not to be tovel on a mat, because then you'll come to be tovel in a kli.
Standing
on the mat or on top of it.
Saying like even if like there's you, there's water, and then there's the mat. There
the you,
problem.
Water, and the mat.
I'm saying even if there was a break.
Right. The mat, the water, and you. Yeah. Right. So, but the general principle of this Gemara is that Avuah Shmuel was following that. The Chumradik Shita. There was the two Shitas here. Either the Shita that holds that it depends on the season, and that's why he depends on the season, or the Shita that says. So obviously he was working with that Shita. According to the other Shita, Darim Mikipi Midrach, that's the Shita that Rabbeinu Tam Paskin like. So that Shita, he would have let his daughters use it the whole year round. There are other fascinating pshatim in this Gemara that we're going to see Bez Hashem in future. So now let's see in Shulchan Aruch how this is brought down.
According to Avuah Shmuel, would that mean that early season, you could still use the river because it hasn't gotten to the point.
Right. So until you get the right, depends
first
on the season.
Season
yeah, whatever the Metzius is of that locale.
It's more
so he said the Yomi Tishrei was right after the summer. So it's still, you know, like you got Eretz Yisrael, Yomi Tishrei, you know, there's no rain, and so, and it hasn't rained already for a couple of months.
Even Hashem, you could say that
it's
still...
Yeah, the question, what does Yomi Tishrei mean? How far does that go? It means what... so in Shulchan Aruch on page 23, it says... He says here, May Mayan Mitarina Pazokhlin, make Shum Mitarin Milabashbor. Hayozokhlin and a Mayan Misarvin and Notfim Shay Megisham. In other words, you have Mayan water together with Mikvah water. Hare call Kamayan Choldover. Fim Rabu Hanotfim Alazokhlin, Fain Rabu make Shum and May Hanar, Aina Mitarin Bazokhlin, Elabashbor. The Fichach Tzorach Lahakiv Mapats. So I'm not going to get into the whole sheet. The Rambam learns that maftzi is not man on the ground. The Rambam shita is, and then we're going to have a separate that maftzi were partitions. Maftzi was the what? Was the the walls, and that's what he meant. That he made. I'll tell you. You see, the Rambam Shita was like this: that in the month of Nisan, there was so much water, so it overflowed the water, and he could make ditches nearby, and you could be tovel in the ditches. Right, in the Yomi Tishrei. He also was choshish for Rov Geshavim, but in Yom Nisan, in other words, the walls would just break down because it was too much. In Yom in Tishrei, he was also choshish for Rov Geshavim, but they were containable. So then he made the walls. He made the maftzi. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that pshat. Means that whenever you have a chashash, then you have to make it a booth. You have to make an enclosure. But basically, the Mechaber is quoting the halacha that it's toloy in the season. And the Rama says, "V'chei nagu lahoros ulahachmir." Right? But he says, "Aval yesh matirin litbo benaros kol hashana." Page 24, third line. And that's what we saw. Rav Nachum Rosenberg told me he once asked Rav Avadi Yosef, "What about Sfardim? Can Sfardim ever be makel to go in a nar? Because the Mechaber doesn't quote this kula. The Mechaber only has the Chumra de Kashita. The Rama quotes it." So Rav Avadi Yosef's response was, "Well, the Marik was a Sfardi." So that was his that was his response. So that's the now there is a question, and we're going to have Shiurim on this as well. The Knesset HaGedola speaks about it a little bit here. The whole Diyan that we're talking about here, the Pashut Pshat, if you would ask me, the Pashut Pshat is Zochlin is a Psul Doraisa Machora that we mentioned yesterday. And we said that someone who learns only the Rabbanon will have a packet on that. So or the Pashut Pshat, this whole Diyan is what? It's a real Doraisa Diyan. To be passed like Naram Kipim Misrich, This is a whole shaila, you know, I saw a karistika shaila. This is not small fries here. So whether you follow the this Rabbeinu Tam or, you know, they're talking about heavy, heavy. That's why the Truma Sedeshin said, you know, maybe we shouldn't be so ready. So he says it's a makom tzorach. So the Knesset Hagdola says. He says, "Yesh misha kasev the isuzem midrabbanim." But he says that's only if you're not sure. But if he says if you know for sure it's rog shomim, then the korot daraisa. Savik daraisa l'chumra. But he says, "Avala rash chakon the tshuva that's kasev kasev the filim spar b'vadei shanar." Look on page 25. Who rubo shog shomim ain't sir el midrabbanim. Wow. In other words, basically, there is a shita we'll see in the future that says that maybe that Rabbi Alter's right. Maybe this whole thing is not true, because once he said if anything falls out of mine, even if a rove, like you said before, it should be okay. So what's the whole pilpul? So that's tomorrow's shir. But there's one shita that says that you're right, and the whole thing is only a derabana, because midaraisa. It's good, even if it's rov shamim, it should still be okay because it fell into a mayim. It's just like Rabbi Alter said, when you have shuvim that fell into a mayim, it's still good. So you have meg shamim, it's still good. And the whole thing is only a drabanan because people are going to think that it's only geshamim there. They're not going to realize there's a mayim underneath. So therefore, we don't want people to be told. So the whole discussion is only a drabanan. That's this opinion. But the mainstream shita is no. That this whole fight and this whole discussion and this whole Nara Mikibi Mivrach is a real Daraisa Shaila. And it's a Shaila of Kare, so that's why it's not a simple matter to be Matre. But like Rav Chaim Klein said to me, you know, in a situation where there's really nothing, in other words, we're not going to just be Makel on this Marik and this Ramon on this, unless, you know, it's a real big. It could be a shayla of a deraisa, but there is this shita that says it's only the rabbanan. So that's what we have to talk about. Is this whole pilpul that we're talking about? Is that because the Shulchan Aruch says you follow rov? So rov shamim is no good. So is that the pashas is it's a din deraisa. When you learn the sugya, the pashas is a din deraisa. Then you're gonna have to answer up the question: why don't we say it? So that's the marash here to try to answer up the question. But the other way is to say the question is so good that taka it's mutter, and the only thing is the only pimple on the drabbana level, and that's the Knesset Lo quotes the two opinions. Yeah.
Can we also go with the idea like we speak about like there's a crack higher up in the mikvah, but if you go in the area lower down, then that would be okay? Can we apply that to this river as well? Which I don't know, that. Lower down,
you
assume that the road is.
So, Rabbi Chaim Chaim Klein told me that in certain lakes that are basically stationary, and there might be some schila out, you know, further down, so maybe you can be done on that midin. That usually it's, of course, lamala michaf, but here it's like off to the side. It's also it could be maybe viewed as a lamal mikhaf situation. Yeah.
Kalim
in
the river.
In the river. So Pashtus is. I mean, if
we're no longer in the Kares territory.
Right. We're no longer in the Kares territory.
Or possibly not even the Raisi either.
Right, but. Yeah, I don't know if we would tell you to do it l'chatchila because according to in the river, that is. The lake is different, but a river. It could be it's if you can go to a regular mikvah, then the question is if you have no option and there's no.
It's closer.
So it's a little convenient. Yeah, but today you have a car, you just get on the car. This cooler is a cooler that's, you know, it's a big cooler. You know, Rabbeinu Tam held from it, but you don't get the opinion that that's the rove opinions of this Rabbeinu Tam. But yet, yet we're willing to be so mech. The Ramah was willing to, and that was the minhag. You see that there was a minhag like this to follow this Rabbeinu Tam. Marik speaks about it. The Truma Sedeshin speaks about it. So there's what it's not like there's some somebody gives a psak that the psak has no basis whatsoever. So it's matted some big issue, and there's no basis whatsoever. No, there's a basis. Rabbeinu Tam. If you have Rabbeinu Tam on your side, you have something. We don't necessarily always follow it. Okay. Okay, very good. Okay, so tomorrow, Bez Hashem, will continue with Packet Zion. Packet Zion is here. Anyone who wants to take Packet Zion here is welcome to take.
Dad had to do a lot of research in Moresh HaMikdash.
That's right, he's the camp rabbi.
He went to the local library, and I think he kind of mapped from like 100 years ago, whatever, from there, without the lake there. So they're saying there was a man-made lake because of that, and they found like permits and like all these things.
Uh-huh.
Something like that, yeah. I have to say,